Well, my brothers and my sisters, the time has come for us to go deeper into the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I thank you, Brother Slade, for having me in the studio once again. We are listening to some fantastic worship music, and I don't plan on being long before you today, because I want to get right back into this worship music on today. How about you, my brothers and my sisters? I thank you, Brother Slade, for keeping us encouraged and keeping us empowered with the music and the melodies from God. So I thank you, Brother Slade, for once again having me in here today to sup with our brothers and sisters on this morning. Well, my brothers and my sisters, the time has come for us to go forth into the Word of God on today, and I do believe that God is going to speak to us today about renewing our faith. Today, I'm going to be coming from a very familiar passage of scripture. I'll be speaking on 1 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm just going to pull a few verses from 1 Timothy chapter number 1. I'm going to pull verse 5 and then verse 18 and 19. And typically, I wouldn't read them, but on today, my brothers and my sisters, I feel led of the Spirit to read the scriptures to you. That way, we can meditate on them. And the scripture reads as such: the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. That's verse 5, verse 18 and 19 says, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith of their God. And that is verse 18 and 19. My brothers and my sisters, listen. I want to talk to you today about a renewed faith. The first half of this year has came and gone. Many of us, we've celebrated some great things in this year. We are getting ready to, some of us, send our children back to school. We are getting ready for different things. You know, we're getting ready now for the holiday season that is fastly approaching. We have Labor Day in just a few more days. We are simply on the cusp of a new era. But what I've come to find is that it's going to take faith. We have done all of these things. You know, we've celebrated summer. We've celebrated Independence Day, the 4th of July, however you would call it. We've done all of these things. But now here we are moving forward. But now we look ahead. However, as we posture to set our physical attention forward, we must remember that the human being is not only physical, but we are also mental and spiritual. And that is what I want to talk to you about today. You see, there's a lot going on in the news regarding the Delta variant, regarding the coronavirus. Many of us thought that it would have been gone by now, but this thing is yet mutating. So in order to move our whole self ahead and accomplish the goals which we have set in our lives, our mindsets must be renewed. I'm reminded of the scripture, Romans 12, that says, be not conformed to the ways of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So what I've come to find is that in order to move our whole self ahead towards realizing all that God has purposed for our lives, our spirits must be renewed. In order to overcome personal, communal, as well as life obstacles, in order to continue our journey to our promised lands, in order to maintain confidence, peace, and joy, our faith must be renewed. Brother Slade, one of my favorite songwriters was Andre Crouch, but he wrote a song back in the 70s that encapsulates the reflection and the celebration of a renewed faith, saying, I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry my weeping eyes. This is the part of the song that I love, Brother Slade. It says, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believe. My brothers and my sisters, in this song, Dr. Andre Crouch was not speaking of returning to a physical place per se, but he was referencing to a renewal of his faith. In our scripture today, Paul says, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies, to renew the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling, meaning by renewing them, you may fight the battle well. Verse 19, holding on to the faith and good conscience. My brothers and my sisters, we find ourselves here in scripture where Andre Crouch said, take me back. Where Andre Crouch said in the song, rather, to take me back, we find here in the scripture. You see, renewing is a form of refreshing the basics of what we were taught and now know. You know, anytime Brother Slade, in certain fields of expertise, you have to take refreshers courses. You have to take basic skill tests to make sure that you are refreshed, to make sure that you know what you are still going on. You know, as an educator, we renew our certification by demonstrating competences in philosophy of education, by demonstrating an understanding of the state or national standards, by demonstrating competence in the subject of our expertise. So what we must find is that followers of God throughout the ages have practiced the renewal of their faith. In the New Testament, they returned to Jerusalem in order to reflect over the Passover. We know that Passover celebrates the Jewish people's freedom from Egyptian bondage that took place over 3,300 years ago, as told in the first 15 chapters of the book of Exodus. To remember the miraculous events that God performed for the Hebrews, which led to their freedom. God commanded Moses and the Hebrew to slaughter and eat a roasted lamb, which symbolizes the Passover sacrifice, and eat it with bitter herbs. God also instructed the Hebrews to spread the blood of the lamb on the two doorposts and on the beam above the door of the house in which they will eat the lamb. The act was God's sign to pass over the homes during the 10th plague, which was the killing of the firstborn son of the Egyptians as punishment for enslaving the Hebrews and disrespecting God by believing that their multiple gods had more power than the one true God. Also, God also instructed the Hebrews to eat for the seventh day period of the Passover festival and to clear their homes of any leavened items by the first day of Passover. God also stated that the first and seventh days of Passover were to be sacred holidays for the Hebrews, which were to be spent in sustaining themselves with food. If this meant that one had to work on those days, then that was permitted. But no other work was permitted for any other reason. Resurrection Sunday year-round, or Easter, believers around the world reflect and celebrate the Lamb of God who was sent to take away the sins of the world. And over the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God over our lives, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So what do we find, Brother Slade? Here we find that we reflect and celebrate over our salvation. We reflect and celebrate our salvation. We reflect over the fact that for what the law could not do, in that it was the weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. My brothers and my sisters, you see, we celebrate over the fact that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. You see, we reflect and celebrate the love of God. We reflect over the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We reflect and celebrate our victory through the cross. We reflect and celebrate our victory that since he hung on the cross, we reflect over the fact that they nailed his hands to the cross. We reflect over the fact that they nailed his feet to the cross. He was pierced on the cross. We reflect over the fact that the sun refused to shine as long as our Christ hung on that cross. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, we reflect over Jesus' death upon the cross, but we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. But we celebrate we celebrate that Jesus Christ followed what our grandmothers told each and every one of us. Grandma used to tell us that it just makes good common sense that if you borrow something, you ought to give it back. So we thank God and we celebrate that although Jesus Christ borrowed Joseph's new tomb in Jerusalem, that he was a good saint and he gave what was borrowed back unto Joseph. So therefore, we celebrate that the tomb was borrowed. We celebrate that the grave clothes came off. We celebrate that the tomb was rolled away. Therefore, today, we have but renewal. We have to renew our minds, my brothers and my sisters, that we have to renew our minds that we have life and not death. We have to renew our minds that Scripture says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. But my Scripture said, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, we can be obedient to God and renew our faith through reflection and celebration. How do we must be renewed, my brothers and my sisters, in knowing whose we are. Be renewed in knowing that God said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Be renewed in knowing that God said that you are the head and not the tail. You are the above and not the beneath. You are the first and not the last. We thank God that he is Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith. My brothers and my sisters, on today, we have to be renewed in our mind, renewed in our spirit, renewed. We have to be renewed. We have to be renewed. So I want you to renew your faith. Scripture admonishes us to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, I encourage you on today, take on the mindset of Christ. Take on the attitude of Christ. Take on the aptitude of Christ. Take on the altitude of Christ. And we shall go to higher heights and deeper depths. My brothers and my sisters, I encourage you on today. I admonish you on today. I implore you on today. Renew your faith. Go back to the place where you first received him, if you must have to do that. You know, my pastor used to always tell me, Brother Slade, he said, if you forget the who, the when, the where, or the what, he said, go back to why. Why did you do it in the first place? My brothers and my sisters, why do you have faith? Glory to God. Why do you have faith on today? So I want to encourage you on today, my brothers and my sisters. Let us continue to move forward. Let us move forward with the steadfast love of Christ. I thank you. That concludes our message on today, my brothers and my sisters. I'm going to leave you now with the same thing that I leave you with every single time. And that is simply this, that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. Be blessed, my brothers and my sisters, thank you for tuning in. I love you. I'm praying for you, and I look forward to worshiping with you again. Be blessed. I love you.